Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Brady from Tequila is. Brady, are you there?
I am.
Brady, since everyone is gearing up to go back to school, why don't you give a shout-out to the place that you attended high school?
Marysville Pilchuck High School.
Go Tomahawks!
Go Tomahawks!
You didn't go to that school. No. Were they your rivals?
No, they kicked our butt in pretty much every sport. So.
Nice. Go Tomahawks,
good
then.
Good times. All right, Brady's ready to rock. Steve, you better get out of here. If you are playing along at home, Brady has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Kirkland Signature is the private label brand of what warehouse club?
Costco.
Yes. What is the primary diet of the bald eagle?
Fish.
Yes. Who wrote the novel series The Green Mile?
Pass.
What country has the most embassies abroad?
Europe.
No.
Italy.
No.
China.
No. Trepanation involves drilling holes into what part of the body?
Pass.
What instrument does Duff McKagan play in Guns N' Roses?
Guitar.
No.
Bass.
Yes. In diving, what is the more common term for decompression sickness?
The bends.
Yes. In folklore, what ghost ship is doomed to sail the ocean forever?
Pass.
What decade did Marvin the Martian make his debut?
70s.
No.
80s.
No.
90s.
No! You got
Stephen
4.
King was the other.
Yes, it was. I can't give you that point, though. I'm so sorry, Brady.
Come on.
But you are smart. You did it. Four kind of five.
Four kind of five.
Here is Steve.
Hello.
You look ready, but that could be deceiving. Are you ready?
Can I give a shout out then to my high school?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Go Clippers.
Go Clippers.
Zavarian High School. Did you ever have like other schools like insult your school based on the name of your school? Because we were Zavarian High School, so people were like, Zavarian.
Oh.
Yeah, they got
how
us.
Naughty.
No, it's like, thanks. Great. Go Clippers.
All right, Mr. Clipper, are you ready?
Showtime.
Kirkland Signature is the private label brand.
Costco.
Yes. What is the primary diet of the bald eagle?
That would be fish.
Yes. Who wrote the novel series The Green Mile?
Tom Hanks.
No.
Todd. John Gresham?
No.
Stephen King?
Yes. Which country has the most embassies abroad?
Which country embassies abroad? United States of America.
Correct. Trepanation involves drilling holes into what part of the body?
The trepanator.
No.
Drilling holes into the brain? Head.
I'll take it.
Skull?
Skull. There you go. What instrument does Duff McKagan play in Guns N' Roses?
He plays the bass.
He does. In diving, what is the more common term for decompression sickness?
Diving. Sea legs?
No.
The deep?
No.
The swallow?
No. In folklore, which ghost ship is doomed to sail the ocean forever?
Davy Jones?
No.
Ghost Pirates?
No.
The Pirates of Penzance?
No. What decade did Marvin the Martian make his debut?
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
40s.
Yes. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, which is a win. 7-4.
All right, good.
Sorry, Brady.
Nice job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day. I was willing to, like, even say, if it was 7-6, I'd be like, okay, the skull one, I feel like I gave more than just three guesses. I was in the right direction. I understand why there was some confusion, but I would have been 7-4, I feel fine then.
Well, our friend Brady did know that the common term for decompression sickness is the bends.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And then in folklore, the ghost ship that is doomed to sail the ocean forever is the Flying Dutchman.
Yeah. Oh, I just figured we shouldn't Urban Dictionary that one.
No, don't.
The Flying Dutchman?
The Flying Dutchman.
Okay.
There you go. You learn something new every day, Steve Miggs.
The Daily Miggs Show.
The Odyssey app is a place where you can leave us a voice message, and we get messages on there every day that are very entertaining. Some very interesting, Steve.
We have a few voice messages. We want to talk about our performance at the Aqua Sox game because we sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the 7th inning stretch.
We use the song, or we use the term sing very loosely.
And then so we want to talk about that crazy story that happened this weekend with a former UFC fighter's son that jumped into an independent wrestling show.
We're going to slide into those VMs after Foo Fighters.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Any day, any time, you can leave us a voice message whenever it's convenient for you. You just head over to the Odyssey app and make it happen. And Steve, I can only imagine what's going in there today.
We got a few. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Hey, this message is for Steve Miggs. Miggs, did you see Rampage's son and what he did to that dude in the wrestling ring? It's f***ed up.
Yes, I did. And actually today, so if you haven't, I'm sure you've seen it. It's all over social media where, and you guys watched it as well. It's very disturbing. And I think, you know, being a guy that does the independent wrestling thing, that's always like a fear that a random person's going to slide into the ring and attack you. But the more you look into the story, you realize that this was kind of premeditated. And it's a really sad story that's going on with this.
I mean, you sent the video to us and it was difficult to watch. It was very hard to watch.
So Rampage, he was back in the day, I remember watching him in the UFC. His son, Raja, he's also an MMA fighter, apparently has some friends in the world of independent wrestling, showed up to an event. Some guy did something behind the scenes because he thought he was a wrestler, thought he was like in on the joke, I guess is the best way to say it, by slamming a beer over his head, but didn't really fully hit him, but enough to piss him off. And then they worked it so that, okay, at some point you'll get your comeuppance on the guy during his match. You'll slide in, you'll throw him down and give him a couple shots as like a receipt, as they call it in the world of professional wrestling. But he did way more than that. When he threw the guy down, he knocked him out unconscious, and then he just proceeded to like throw full force punches on this guy, maybe 20 or 22 times, I think they said, just straight on punches, one where his ears are bleeding,
his face
is bleeding, he's knocked out cold. Thankfully, there was a guy that was able to, one of the wrestlers who wasn't like scared, actually slid in, stopped the dude. And we're going to talk to that dude, Douglas Malo. He's called The Epic. He's a big dude. We're going to talk to him today at 8 o'clock and get his perspective because, I mean, just without that guy, the dude that got beat up would probably not be here anymore.
Oh, I felt like watching that whole time, I felt like how close insane is this guy to death? It was absolutely brutal.
And I spent more time watching it. And it's a sad story also on the flip side with this Raja guy because it sounds like he's fresh off of a concussion. So he shouldn't have been doing anything. His mind's not right. I don't know what Kick is. I know it's like a social media platform, but basically he was just existing his entire day. People were just watching him his entire day and he's chatting with people. And so after that beer slamming over his head thing happened, people were making fun of him. And I think that they were, it was like a form of rage bait. Like yeah. people just kept pissing him off. His dad even called him to give him a hard time. All this is on video. It's, if you go on YouTube, there's a guy who broke it all down like into like a 20-minute clip that shows all the highlights that what led to it. It's bonkers.
So crazy.
But yeah, we'll talk more with the guy that actually saved that dude's life later today at 8 o'clock. So here's the next voice message.
Great job on the seventh inning stretch, guys. I was in section B for, you know, bong. Right, Steve?
Yes.
And sorry, you guys, on the big screen. Didn't want to bother you guys, but great job singing. Well, kinda, but you know what I mean.
Like canaries, we did.
I feel like that was a theme with some of these voice messages.
I'm leaving the Aqua Sox game right now. It was great meeting you guys. Great seeing you over at the game. And good job with the seventh inning stretch. No, it was awesome. And I thought it was hilarious that they spelled Daily wrong.
They did.
They did say, hey, welcome to Daily Mix Show. And it was D-A-I-L-Y. It was awesome meeting everybody at the Aqua Sox game.
So much fun. I can't believe they let us on the microphone, though. We are not trained singers.
The Daily Mix Show.
No.
KSW in Seattle in the house. We have Terry and Steve right here. You're going to help us sing the greatest song in all of sports.
Yeah, we don't need to put people
like
to do that.
Like yelling.
But shout out to Steve, who's the in-stadium host. And after we performed, we did check with him to see how we did. We're here with the host of the Everett Aqua Sox. He had us sing the seventh inning stretch, Taryn.
Did we do okay? Did we do good, Steve?
I think I could say that you crushed it. You nailed it.
Would you say that we were the best to ever sing it today?
Well, top three. How does that sound?
Today, though.
Today, absolutely. If it's top three today, you're in trouble. But maybe the best of all time. Phenomenal. I mean, it was outstanding. You can tell Taryn's done this before here at Funko Field. She's a pro from Snohomish County. She used to work here. She still got it, Steve.
Can you tell us a time where it went really bad?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know that anybody wants me to share that one. I got to protect the identity of some of those that were involved with the
don't let us know where the bodies are.
Yeah, hitting. Exactly. Yeah. Nobody wants to know that.
I think what we wanted to say was you guys. You guys were the absolute worst.
The Daily Migs Show.
This entire week, we're going to be celebrating going back to school with the men's room. So every day at 7:20, we are going to go head-to-head with different members of their show to see who are the star students of rock. And we're going to kick things off today with Miles at 7:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, class, please take your seats.
I brought my pencil.
You're a slacker.
Give me something to write on.
This is the Daily Mix Show in the men's room. Go back to school. Rock.
All week at this time, we're going head-to-head to see who are the star students of rock. It is us versus the men's room.
And today's the first day of school.
It is the first day of school, and we have Miles Montgomery of the men's room in
school.
Studio.
I hated school. I absolutely hated school. How many times did you get sent to detention? I feel like Miles has probably been sent to detention more than he's had hole in one.
I had trouble with my mouth.
No S.
Wow, how about that?
Jesus. That's how we're starting this thing?
Talks too much.
See, now we're in detention.
Son of a...
Yeah.
What was your GPA in high school, Miles?
Wow.
That's crazy. That was...
How do you remember that?
Do you know what it was in college? It was 3.4.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing.
You were a dean's lister.
I was taking classes that I wanted to take.
Yes, finally.
That's smart.
See, yes. Yeah, I'm paying, so I figured, like, look, I'm hooking this up. I'm taking TV and radio.
Well, thanks for joining us so we can do a little game here. Steve Miggs, what are we playing?
All right, today we're going to do track by track. Since it's all about, we're talking all about rock music, so I figured we'll do songs that are about school. So the way we do is I've taken some of the more popular songs that are about school, and we isolate all the tracks. So we're going to start off with just the drums, then we'll go to the bass, then the guitar, and then the vocals, and your
goal. So this is just to find out if I know anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Essentially, okay.
And I'll tell you right now, the one song I won't use because I feel like it would be too easy is this one. I feel like that's a no-brainer.
I was hoping it was going to be this one.
But I feel like these are going to be pretty easy. So I figure we'll go back and forth. We'll start with Miles.
Okay.
We'll start with the drums, and you have to see if you can name the song. Are you ready for it?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go. Okay, we got the drums going. We'll give you the bass in a second. And again, it's a song about school. Here comes some bass.
Oh, it's another Brick in the Wall.
Mm. Nailed it.
Okay, Pink Floyd. One or two? Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm old enough to have sung that in class. I'm not kidding you. I was probably 10. What was it, 1980?
Dude, I feel like there's so many kids that were singing that. And School's Out, I feel like, those were just meant to be sung in school.
Anthems.
All right, Taryn, let's see if you could do any better. Are you ready?
God.
All right. Start with the drums. A little bass.
Is it Rock and Roll High School?
Yes.
Wow. Play the, Steve, play the drums again. The drums. Listen.
Do you think it sounds like Ballroom Blitz?
That's exactly what I was going to say. As a drummer.
Yes.
How many things are the same?
I'm trying to think of what other stuff. Ballroom Blitz. There's a few others.
I was already going to Sweet.
Yes.
Or was it White Lion? Who covered it back in the 80s?
Oh, man.
Great White or White Lion.
Somebody did.
It was one of those metal bands that had White in their name. Yeah. All right.
I'm trying to forget that.
So you have 1-1.
Oh, Hopper Teacher.
I feel like that was the easiest one. Yeah.
Did you play that? Did you ever play that?
No.
Also, the bass is pretty frantic.
Yeah. There we go. A little guitar.
If you ask Eddie, he did all the bass work on that, too.
Did he say that?
No, but you know how he is.
Oh, yeah. They all hated my
Anthony. Exactly. No. We had to, Ringo didn't drum with the Beatles.
All right, Taryn. No pressure. Miles is up 2-1. Also, a drum beat that sounds like it's been used a bunch of times. Neural bass.
Oh, it's Smoking in the Boys' Room.
Yep. I still contend this is the worst Motley Crue song of all time.
They have a lot. I mean, later on, they do. It's okay, though.
It's saying it's a lot.
Would you put it on the Mount Rushmore of worst Motley Crue songs?
Oh, it would be the only worst. I'm willing to argue that all their other songs.
Hey, Tommy.
Especially after, dude, that was after Shout at the Devil, which was such a punk metal record.
They just didn't seem like the fun band. You know, again, I got my pencil from Van Halen. They were kind of tongue-in-cheek, but with Motley Crue, you didn't expect this.
They seemed like Trouble, and then all of a sudden they sang that. I'm like, you guys sound like pansies.
Nice one.
All right, here we go, back to Miles.
Don't stand so close to me, please.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Didn't even need to get to the bass or the guitar.
Stewart is pretty identifiable.
And I always love the interviews with him. Stewart's just like, I could never play the same part twice. I just made stuff up and I didn't have like a set drum pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was in the Raga era.
That's right.
Yeah. They're smoking the weed.
Mm. All right. Well, then, Taryn, we got one more for you. Or is it going to end with a tie? Let's find out. Little bass. Is she gonna get it before the vocals kick in?
Can you get a little guitar? No?
I don't got it.
Miles, do you?
No reset!
Nirvana!
Oh, epic fail. I win.
You win.
I win.
The star student, Miles Montgomery of the men's room.
That's a lie. A fun fact, Jared. When I was in high school, we had a smoking section. And the teachers and the kids smoked at the same smoking section. It was the smoking section. They didn't have two. They had one. See, about there, like, taking a drag, like, oh, man, I got you next, don't I? Yeah. No. Yeah, Mr. Parsons, you got me next, man, after this nail.
So you're just smoking a cigarette like your chemistry teacher?
Yes.
That is weird.
It's West Virginia. I swear to God.
Lung darts in West Virginia high school.
They had a big old coffee can out there, like a Folgers coffee can for the butts. And you smoke with the teachers and you smoke with your peers.
It's a different time.
I know.
Well, awesome job, crazy. Miles.
Yes, thank you.
Taryn, you're off to detention.
I am.
I'm a winner.
The Daily Mix Show.
We did have so much fun yesterday at the Aqua Sox game.
Time.
But while we were there, something went down and it led to my 5-year-old son dropping an F-bomb in front of all of us. We're going to find out why that was after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Major thank you once again to everyone who came out to the Aqua Sox game yesterday. It was a warm one. We were sweating.
It was great. The place was packed. Everyone was having a good time, minus the fact that the team lost.
Also, minus the fact that while we were there, my son dropped the F-bomb.
All right, so to give some context, we're sitting there, and out of the blue, Barrett just goes, do you guys know what the baddest word ever is? And shout out to Danny, because Danny wisely got his phone out. He's like, hold on, Barrett, before you say it, let me get my phone out so we can record it. And then Danny got the phone out, and this happened.
What is the baddest word ever, Barrett?
Do I have to say it?
I mean,
you will not get in trouble.
You can say it one time.
You will not get in trouble.
What the f***?
I like that he used it in a sentence.
My jaw dropped when I heard.
What the
f***? I was like, it's just such a weird thing to hear a 5-year-old just say it like as if he's like a drunk 30-year-old.
Oh,
what
the f***?
What?
That's what it is.
You know what? Barrett, you are absolutely right. What are you teaching your child?
That is the baddest word.
Where did you learn that, Barrett?
Did mommy teach you that?
No! Yeah. She did not.
He's like, yeah, mom taught me it.
He dined me out so fast.
What the f***?
I feel like you said it to Brad quite a bit.
Daddy taught you.
No, not
did daddy teach it or mommy?
My favorite part was that they both, Taryn and Brad, are just kind of like there. And they're like, yeah, we don't really cuss. And then we're walking out of the game. And I swear to God, these two, the most F-bombs I've heard all day.
I mean, I looked at both of them and said,
what the f***?
Me?
Both? Steve, what's the baddest word ever?
Well, apparently, what the fudge? I couldn't do it. I wasn't going to say the F word in front of your child. Unlike you, I was like, I can't say the F word in front of your child.
You're just a monster.
What the f***?
Speaking of monsters, pretzels became a hot topic once again.
Everywhere. We were talking to everyone about whether or not you have cheese on a pretzel.
And we ran into a listener named Lachlan, who we adore, and
he's
he
awesome.
Had a pretzel, so we had to chat with him about it.
All right, we're here.
Lachlan.
Yes. What is this?
There is a pretzel.
I know. It's a pretzel with no cheese on it.
You got a problem with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do have a problem.
I love his aggressive tone. You got a freaking problem with that, Danny?
I swear he has almost stepped up to me, and I'm like, am I about to fight a teenager?
Yes. And it would have been awesome.
Lachlan, what's up?
It's like 90% plastic. I don't want that.
Yeah, see, it's for his health. He doesn't want that processed crap. He just enjoys a pretzel the way it is. But the best part was, and later on, I'm like, you know what? I kind of want a pretzel. So Danny and I go get a pretzel, and Danny decides to interview the girl that sold me the pretzel about whether or not I should have cheese.
Can I ask you a question as being a vendor of the Aqua Sox games?
Yeah, sure.
How many people order their pretzel with no cheese?
Very little.
Yeah, because it's unethical, right?
Yeah.
Are you a cheese person?
I hate doing the cheese.
Wait, you don't like cheese?
I don't like doing the cheese.
So see, I'm doing the Lord's work by not asking for cheese so her day can be better.
Yeah, burns my hand.
Oh, okay. I get it.
That's why I don't order the cheese.
But if you're
I never thought about the fact that the cheese could burn your hand.
Yeah,
because it's coming out hot.
Very dangerous.
But if you're eating a pretzel, do you like dipping sauce?
No.
Ah, let's go. Thank you so much. I'm glad I tipped 25%. Have a good one.
On a pretzel with no cheese?
Hell yeah, I did.
Oh my God. When I got home, though, I did want to check in with Barrett and see what he thought of the game. Who was playing?
Don't know.
You don't know who they are? Already forgot.
To be honest, I didn't even know that the Aqua Sox were losing until the eighth inning.
So we were losing bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Everett Aqua...
Sox.
Aqua Sox. Who is their mascot?
The frog.
What's his name?
Forgot.
Webley.
Webley.
Who gave you Dippin' Dots today?
Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah? What else did you eat at the ballpark?
Sour Patch Kids.
Who did you share your Sour Patch Kids with?
You and the guy that had the orange.
The guy with the orange? What's his name?
Don't know.
It was Webley. It was Webley.
There's you, Daddy. You know, he said his name is Danny, and his response was,
what the f***?
The Daily Mix Show.
Wow! Oh, how would you like to beat Steve? This man has a record of 271 wins, 85 losses, and 73 ties in 2025. And maybe, just maybe, on Friday, you were tuned in to the cheat sheet on the men's room at 540 to get three of the correct answers to the game.
Let's check with Barrett. Do you think you could beat me?
Don't know.
Okay.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.